Let's go.
Blog Talk Radio.
Mind Shift Radio.
Another edition of Mind Shift Talk Radio. I'm your host, Stacey Emery, joined as always by my phenomenal co-host, the motivational minister, Mr. Billy Miller, and the natural Zen diva, Dr. Ayo Kedar. And we are excited about another awesome and phenomenal show on Mind Shift. You know, every week it's like the topics just get better and better and better. And guys, you never know where we're going to go with Mind Shift. I mean, of course, it's always going to be a fun show, informative, definitely sharing healthy perspectives, sometimes humorous, but you just don't know what you're going to get on Mind Shift. So I tell you, when you listen to the show, make sure you have an open mind and an open heart to receive some of the stuff that we share here, especially if you are joining us in the chat room, then just beware. That's all I'll say, because Dr. Ayo is in the chat room, so beware. But again, you know, we've been having a great week. I mean, a great month, really. We've been having great topics we've been discussing. And, you know, for those of you that may have missed the show last week, it was very interesting because we talked about weight discrimination. But it actually turned into a totally different conversation, could have went off into another show. But really, at the end of the day, same common theme about the necessity for the mind shift to take place. Regardless of what it is that we're dealing with, whether it's in terms of our health, our finances, our families, relationship, work, whatever it may be, there's always a need for that mind shift to take place when we come against challenges. We already know that it's natural that there are going to be some obstacles and some trials that we have to deal with in our lives. It's the norm. But the question is, how do you deal with those challenges? How do you deal with those trials? Do you run and hide? Do you tuck away? Or do you confront them with boldness and confidence? And that's what tonight's speaker is going to talk about. Tonight, we are so blessed to have a phenomenal person joining us from Mind Shift Talk Radio. Now, many of you that join us in Facebook world are already familiar with him because he's always commenting on Mind Shift Talk Radio and how he enjoys our show. So that is definitely an honor for us. And for those of you that join us in the chat room, you may crack up every now and again about some of the comments he makes in the chat room because he is so very transparent. So in addition to just being brilliant and awesome and a phenomenal speaker, just a great person, motivational speaker, author, radio personality, trainer, just everything you can think of, just wearing several different hats and just holding it all down. He is the best person to be on this show tonight to tell us how we can go ahead and make sure that we're having that mind shift that takes us to the next level, that helps us to overcome obstacles, that helps us to win in the face of adversity. So we are very excited to introduce our special guest tonight, the awesome and phenomenal, the possibilitarian, Mr. Chris Gloss. Chris, are you on the line?
Hey, I am so fired up to be on this show with the great personal development expert, Stacey Emery, the Zen Diva, Dr. Ayo, and the Minister of Motivation, the motivational minister, the man that translates the word into the greatest motivational book that has ever been written, Billy Miller. I'm fired up.
I'm fired up too, brother.
Right. Now, Chris, I'm not sure how many people were able to, how many of our listeners heard you the first time you were on Mind Shift Talk Radio, and at that time you explained about your title, The Possibilitarian. So for those that may have missed it the first time, can you please explain The Possibilitarian?
Absolutely. You know, I was speaking to a group of college students, and we had a great time, and as I was coming off the stage, a young lady approached me, and she said, Chris, you are the possibilitarian. Now, you know, I'm just a kid from the Bronx, New York, man. That was a pretty big word for me to swallow. I mean, I went to public school, and this girl talking about the possibilitarian, I was like, yeah, I really didn't get it at first, you know. So she shared with me a quote that Dr. Norman Vincent Peale once said. He said, become a possibilitarian, that no matter how dark things are or appear to be, raise your sights to see the possibilities. Always see them, for they're always there. For they're always there. And, you know, when I heard those words, it resonated deep into my spirit, especially growing up in the Bronx, New York City, where I was the murder capital of the world. My mother was a single parent, you know, just doing her thing and holding it down. And I could trace like a thread throughout my life all the points and places where my mother would pour into my spirit the seeds of possibility. That it didn't matter that I was born in the Bronx, New York. It did not matter that we grew up on the assistance of the federal government, that we ate government cheese. I found out later we weren't the only people in the Bronx eating government cheese, you know. We weren't the only people growing up that had holes in our jeans. We grew up understanding that it was possible and that you would have to put some work in. You know, from time to time, most people think that, you know, it's just an easy trail and you don't have to put anything in, and that's a huge mistake. And my mother would share and deposit the seeds of, you know, being the first one in and the last one to leave sometime. And those seeds of possibilities helped me to make it through my entire life, whether it was through the military or the corporate world or venturing out to start my own business, that I always believed that it was possible, not just trying to fake myself out saying that I can do it, but I believed that it was possible. That if I kept moving forward, if I kept learning, if I kept yearning, and if I kept earning, that it was possible for me to achieve all my dreams and goals. So when I heard those words, the possibilitarian, I reached out and grabbed it and said, hey, that's me.
You claimed it, right?
Man, I claimed it. I put a flag in it. I bought the T-shirt, the hat, all that.
I hear you. Now, you know, we've been pumping this up on Facebook about you being here this week because we've been able to read your book. Mm-hmm. And I love the book because it's straight to the point. You know, it's just like, okay, it's in your face. This is what it is. This is what we're dealing with, and this is how we handle it. And I love that because it's very basic, but it's just filled with so many great nuggets, as we say all the time. Because, and the reason I say I love the fact that it's basic is because any person, even someone that's new to success consciousness and looking for the mind shift for the first time, right, that's just coming into this world of the positive mindset, is able to pick this book up and be able to comprehend the topics that you're discussing in here. Everyone can pick this book up and say, okay, I can get something from this book. Everyone can find value in this book. And I appreciate that because many times there's some books that are written, you know, if you're new into this way of thinking and you just, the words are so big and it's just like completely over your head and you have to pull out a dictionary and a thesaurus just to get through the first chapter. And with your book, it's clear that it's straight from the heart. You know, you're talking about real-life principles, real-life issues, and how to overcome those. And so for those of you that have not read this book yet, this book is entitled When Things Go Wrong, Don't Go With Them. And that is the title of tonight's show, When Things Go Wrong, Don't Go With Them. So, Chris, I'm excited to hear you share more about your book and tell us how you came about this. What inspired you and how did you go about writing this book?
Well, great. You know, and I thank you for your kind words. And, you know, when I think about this book, When Things Go Wrong, Don't Go With Them, what I like to say is that it's a fluff-free book. You know,
right.
Stacey, I had the opportunity to fill the book with more stories, and I could fill it with some other information that we found on research, had a great research team. We could have included several more big words, but the biggest word in the book is the possibilitarian. And these are strategic things. Let me share with you why. They're strategic because, you know, I wanted a book where people pick up, read the information, and apply it to their life. That's all. You know, I have some pages included in there for people to do some work. Why? You know, it's not – I want to see people begin to live a life of action But you have to give people something simple to do, because if you give people something difficult to do, they don't want to do it because, one, it's difficult. But if you give people something simple, something easy to do, they can do it. And you're 100% right that this book came straight from my heart. Why? Because I wanted to help people create a mind shift to where they became mission-minded, right? Because I think for far too long in our lives, we're just kind of drifting and trying to find someone, trying to locate someone to complete the other half, or find someone to help give us some light or shed some light on a situation in our life, and we constantly go on. I remember Dr. King's mentor said something very powerful concerning relationships, and it dealt with that there are two dangerous questions that we must ask ourselves. Number one, where are we going? Number two, who's going with us? And if you ask those questions in the wrong order, you'll be in serious trouble. And, you know, for the majority of my life, I spent my days going after who's going to go with me. Who's going to go with me on this journey? And when I couldn't find anybody to go, or somebody that was willing to go the entire distance, not just for a sprint, but for a marathon, trying to find people to go the distance with me as I pursue this dream and pursue this goal, I suffered from disappointment. I suffered from depression. I was let down every time. Why? Because I had the formula mixed up. I was wondering who's going to go with me more than just settling on a decision of where I'm going. And here's what I found out. When you decide where you're going to go and you make that decision, and I'm going for this with every fiber of my being, everything and everybody you would ever need will be on that path. That was interesting to me. This, as soon as I made the decision to get on the path for my life, I found all the resources. I found an abundance of joy. I found abundance of happiness. I found such a great life being on the path, but for far too long, I spent time trying to find that in someone else. But as soon as I found it for myself in the mission that was placed on my life, everything else was added unto me. So now I get this opportunity to begin to share with people that one of the greatest enemies that they're going to face in life, one of the greatest enemies to their consistency, one of the greatest enemies to their dreams being manifested while they're still here on this earth, is when things go wrong, we tend to go with them. You see, this is a battle that's being fought in the 6-inch arena of our minds. This is a constant battle, and it's a constant attack against our consistency, and it seems as though life is just trying to contain us. Now, this is big for me. Life is just trying to contain us, and it seems like your enemies, your haters, anybody that's out against you, you know, sometimes it could show up in the manifestation of a boss or even inside of relationships, that people feel like they're just put in this box where they can't live out their dreams, their goals, their ideas, their talent is just has just been contained. What does that word contain mean? It means like restricting. It's limiting. It's like being boxed in. It's being controlled. It's being confined. And you feel like there's no way out, but you have so many gifts and talents, and those gifts and talents and special abilities that you have, they're always seeking some type of expression. But since we've been contained, and usually once you feel contained, that dream, that goal, that idea begins to die. And then so when things go wrong in your life, you tend to go with them. You tend to allow yourself just to let anger just be manifested and just take over your world. And you can see these things just by watching the news. You can see people just cracking at the seams. Where I was looking at the news the other day, and this guy just killed his family, went home from work because he got fired, and killed his wife and his two children. I'm looking at the news and seeing people just killing their young babies. Why? People are cracking at the seams. See, when things go wrong, you don't have to go with them. I'm looking at some startling results right now with veterans coming back from the Iraq war, and the suicide rates are so high. It's incredible to me. that when things go wrong, we tend to go with them because of this feeling of being contained, out, like being restricted. Like we can't just get out of this box and express who we really are and all of the greatness that's on the inside of us. And the key to breaking out of the walls of containment around our life is this thing called consistency. And consistency is an easy word to say, but it's hard to live. Living a life of consistency is challenging. Most people will try to tell you that it's easy. Most people will try to convince you that all you just this simple act for 21 days or 30 days, it becomes a habit, and you won't have any more challenges and struggles in life again. Not true. Now, I do believe that it takes 21 days to create a habit, but also it takes 21 days to break a habit. I believe that with every fiber of my being, but here's the challenge, Stacey, as I understand it. It's easy to obtain, but it's difficult to maintain. See, a lot of times, even in relationships, it's easy to get someone, but it's hard to keep them. You want to know why? Because that consistent behavior is difficult. Because your representative is going to have to leave you sooner or later, and you're going to have to still demonstrate consistent behavior and continue to grow through challenges and tearing down walls of containment. So even when you get a job, and Zig Ziglar often talks about most people quit work when they get a job, right? Because they don't want to work anymore. That consistent behavior goes away. See, consistency will always be the key to the breakthrough. Now, there's one definition of that word consistency that I love, and it's steadfast adherence to the same principles. Let me repeat that. The steadfast adherence to the same principles. That means keeping the same thing the same thing. Whatever, wherever you planted yourself, that's where you need to bloom. Wherever whatever you're standing on, that's where you need to be planted. That's where you need to bloom, and you need to stay consistent with that decision. I was talking to my mentor last week, and he said, Chris, a desire is something you want. I was like, wow, okay, I get that a desire is something you want. But he said a decision is something you believe. And the proof that you believe it is the action that you take. And he said, Chris, that's you. You don't live a life of just desiring something. You make a decision, and you believe the decision, and I can see the decision you made by the actions you take every day. So all I have to do is look at your life and see the decision, see the quality of the decision, and to find out if you really believe it by the actions you take. You see, when things go wrong, one of the first things that is easy to do, especially in this area of health, and I love all of the calls on Mindshift, especially when we're talking about health. When things go wrong, a lot of times one of the first things to go is our health. Because of emotional eating, because of our mindset, we haven't strengthened our mindset to the point that could weather some of the storms that we're going to encounter in life. So when things go wrong in our relationships, or things go wrong on our job, or things go wrong financially, a lot of people tend to turn to food, especially in America being the heaviest country on the planet. I mean, man, everything is supersized. I mean, supersized fries and burgers and chickens. I thought we were going to run out of chickens last week. How can we still have chickens on the planet? I mean, man, all the chicken wings during football games. I said, I know there's got to be a shortage of chicken. And it's no longer like you eat two or three wings. You want a whole bucket of chicken, or as a good friend of mine told me, a chicken bucket, right? You just want a whole greasy chicken bucket, and you want to get down on it. And we use that chicken bucket to mask something so deep on the inside of us that there's something missing, and we tend to go wrong when we try to fill that void with food. Now, I was watching, I think this was like earlier this year, I saw a clip on YouTube. There was a lady that was on Oprah, and I agree with her 100%. She said, that emotional eating or whatever thing that we're addicted to in our lives, whatever your addiction is, you have that addiction because you're not fellowshipping with God like you really know you need to or want to. It's a disconnect between you and God, so you fill that void with food. You fill that void with weed. You fill that void with alcohol because of you're missing something. And the very thing that you need to fill the void, to give you the success that you deserve, the success that you were put on this planet to have, you fill that void with every addictive substance instead of the very thing that you need that can sustain your success in life. So I bring all of that back. For some strange reason, I went down that rabbit trail, but I'm back on the trail now of this thing called consistency and why consistency is so important to win the battle of our minds so when things go wrong, we don't go with them. And then I'm going to take a breath so that you guys can kind of chime in because I love my Mind Shift Talk Radio family, so I want to hear from you guys as well. But here's the question. What's the difference between a mere penetration and a total breakthrough? Here's what I'm talking about. A mere penetration, most of us, if we're honest, what we've been experiencing most of our life is just a mere penetration. That means sometimes we, you know, things go right. You know, sometimes, you know, things work. You know, we get the parking space up front, or we find $5, or somebody will buy you lunch, or you'll get favor here or there, or you know what, you may get this job but won't get that one. You know, this opportunity may work, then it won't work. You know, it's just like a mere penetration in life. But then on the other side, you have this area where you can even see and you know people that live a life of total breakthrough, that their lives are not based on their conditions. Their lives are not based on the challenges that happen to them day in and day out, because everybody on the planet that's inhaling and exhaling is experiencing challenges. I agree with Martin Lawrence when Martin Lawrence said, no one in life is exempt from life's trials and tribulations. Yes, we all experience them, but the people that experience a total breakthrough, when they go through life, they know their challenges have an expiration date. They know it's just a matter of time before that challenge is over. See, those people that live in total victory, they live in a flow of victory, where they live a life where it's more consistent that they see favor in their life. It's more consistent for good things happening to them because of the energy and the personality and just the atmosphere, the attitude around them is just charged and energetic, and people just want to give to them. People just want to just flow with them and gravitate, they're magnetized right to them. So what's the difference between living a life of mere penetration and living a life of a total breakthrough? It's real simple. It's living a life of consistency. And that's what this book is about. When things go wrong, don't go with them. The underlying message is about living a life of consistency. It's recognizing that life is more of a marathon than a sprint. It's recognizing that, you know, at the end of the road of life, there's not a stop sign there. Not a stop sign. It's not even a yield sign. There's no finished destination. We enter a place called eternity, right? There's no stop sign. You just keep going. You just keep going. But if we live life like it's a 400-yard dash, we burn everything we have trying to get to a short-term goal. And then once we win that race, we find out that it wasn't really what it was cracked up to be. So life is more of a marathon. And what this book does, when things go wrong, don't go with them, it helps people create a mindset. It helps them create an atmosphere where they take control and responsibility over their lives, over their decisions, and it equips them with the tools necessary to help guide them to just experiencing a better life. I remember Tony Robbins once said that the quality of our life is where we live emotionally, right? So if we can control our emotions, where we can just not have to bounce off the walls all the time or always be in some pit, but maintain that even keel, that life of consistency, just living a life with joy, living a life of love, living a life without trying to tear other people down, but just living your life. When things go wrong, you won't go with them. No matter what comes your way, you'll survive and you'll make it through. So I pass it back to you guys.
Right. Billy, were you taking notes fast enough? Because I remember the last time you couldn't take notes fast enough.
I'll just take a part of the notes. I can go listen to the replay and take my time with it. I want to touch on what he said about consistency, because he said consistency means steadfast. And I did a study on the word steadfast years ago, and just to add on to the definition that he gave, you know, steadfast means firmly fixed in place, not subject to change, immovable, loyal, constantly and consistently the same. So every time he kept saying consistency, that's all I kept hearing, you know, firmly fixed in place. And that's what his book is about, living a life that's firmly fixed in place, not subject to change no matter what's going on. And that is just awesome. And that's what's going to lead to the breakthrough. And if we stay constantly and consistently the same, with the same God, who's the same yesterday, today, and forever, he'll make a difference in your life. And I just bet, Chris, you got me fired up, brother. I don't know which way to go, but I do have a question.
Billy, now you got me fired up, because, you know, you're talking my language, brother. We cut from the same cloth up in this piece. When you start taking those deeper levels and consistency, I get fired up, because I think the truth of the matter, where if we examine our own lives, it's not that I think the major challenge is we don't do things long enough. It's not that we continue to quit. We just don't keep doing the right thing long enough. So it's not about where I'm going to find you next week, next month, or next year, but what about 5 years from now? Can you consistently maintain that course, continue to do the right thing long enough, and you'll get the breakthrough? You know, I love training people in multi-level marketing. My heart, I love coaching one-on-one with them. I love training. I love showing up at their Super Saturdays and being on their teleconference calls. I love them with all my heart. And, you know, the key to being successful in multi-level marketing is in this area of consistency. It's not about recruiting and getting customers for just one day. No, it's about living a lifestyle, being consistent. Even in business, the key is that consistency, not allowing your emotions to take charge of you and sway you just because of the results that you see. You got to learn how to take your eyes off of what you see and begin to look at something different. You have to use your imagination. I love talking about the law of imagination, because if you can see it, you can seize it. And I'm not talking about seeing it with your physical eye. You have to be consistent with seeing your vision on a daily basis. You're going to have to see it when no one else sees it for you. You're going to have to believe it when no one else believes it. You're going to have to do some things that people are going to call ridiculous so that you can see something in your life that's miraculous. Because, dog on it, you're going to have to live a life of consistency. I remember the story of a guy planting a bamboo tree. And I love this story. And this guy had been out there planting this bamboo tree. I mean, he planted the seeds in there, and he's watering it every day. Every day he waters it. 1 year goes by, nothing comes up, and people are laughing at him, criticizing him, think he's a joke. I mean, where's your tree at? Has it come up yet? Where is it at? Year two. He continues to just water this tree. Nothing's happening above ground. Not even a seedling, not even a leaf, but he's out there every day taking care of the ground, watering the ground. Year three, people still laughing and joking at him. It takes around 6 years before that thing begins to break through the ground. And I believe by the seventh year, it sprouts up and it's over 90 feet tall in 1 year. But had he quit at any point in time while he was nurturing that seed, while he was protecting that seed, while he was cultivating that seed, if he would have quit at any point in time, it would have died. So just like with our dreams, just like in multi-level marketing, just like in business, just like in relationships, just because you cannot see anything breaking forth through the ground, you can't see it manifested, you got to keep on watering, keep on cultivating, keep on taking care of the ground, keep on sowing, because something is happening underground that you can't see or can't understand. But if you stay consistent, you will see an explosion of a breakthrough in your life and in the lives of people you love. Billy Miller has me fired up. Yes.
I've been fired up all day, brother. I've been waiting on this. This is what I've been waiting for. You understand?
Right.
I want the scripture, man, to go right with that, which is 1 Corinthians 15, chapter 15, verse 58 in the Message translation. It says, with all of this going for us, my dear friends, stand your ground and don't hold back. Throw yourselves into the work of the master, confident that nothing you do for him is a waste of time or effort. They may be laughing at you when you first start, but if you stand your ground, if you stand there long enough knowing that what you do is not a waste of time or effort, and you may remain consistent, firmly fixed in place, and not subject to change, the breakthrough will come through.
Wow. They don't call you the motivation minister for nothing.
Right.
This is funny because it's not funny, but I was having a conversation today about making sacrifices, knowing that you're going to have to sacrifice short-term sacrifices for long-term gain. And so, but I find, you know, my question is, why do we struggle so much with being consistent? Why is it so much of a struggle to do something day in and day out, even if you're not seeing exactly what you want to see it?
Right, and you know what?
Why do we do that?
You know, all right, you know, Dr. Isle, one of the things I love about your question is it speaks to the heart of what I believe why MindShift is still on the air, why MindShift is so successful, why you three powerful people have come together. It speaks to that very question. And the reason why I say that is it's because it's in the mind. Why is it so difficult? Because we have to renew our minds. Because think about it. If someone is 35 years old, you have 35 years of misinformation. Remember Lauryn Hill? She had a CD that came out, The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill. You think about it, no matter where you are in life, you allow people to continue to pour into you things that don't really nurture using your imagination, because as we grow up as kids, what's one of the first things? You had an imaginary friend, or you know, they buy you a gift for Christmas and you play with the box more than the toy and you can get a spanking for that. So we were conditioned to praise the things and celebrate society because, you know, society wants to make and mold you. But then when you begin to realize that you don't want what society is offering and you try to break out of it, it's hard because those things have become a stronghold. So even in the world of sales, I've been selling my entire life, even in the world of sales, you know, when you're trying to get somebody to break out of who they are and what people have told them about this word no, even like with the word no, N-O, and then people have a challenge even getting past that word no because they've been conditioned to allow that word no to mean stop. When they hear that word no, they see a stop sign, and they don't go beyond that point because of how they were conditioned. And until you begin this process of renewing your mind and understand a phrase that I learned from Zig Ziglar, he said when people tell you no, they're not saying N-O, but they're saying K-N-O-W, that they don't know. So in the world of sales, how I became successful, I begin to renew my mind that people just don't K-N-O-W. So something very interesting happened on a sales call. When I walked into a store, the guy and his assistant looked at me like I was crazy. And I stood there and I began with my sales pitch to talk to the owner. And he said, excuse me, can you read? And I said, absolutely, I can read. And I kept talking about my offer. Then he said, did you see the sign on the door? And I said, yeah, I saw the sign on the door. That's why I'm here talking to you. He said, well, what does the sign on the door say? I said, well, it says no smoking. So I kept talking to the guy. He said, no, it says no soliciting. But you see, I have renewed my mind when it came to objections that he just don't know. He just didn't K-N-O-W who I was. But, you know, the toughest part of anything in life is the renewing of the mind, because we have been so conditioned not to believe the best. We have been so conditioned to beat ourselves up, to think that we're not worthy, to think that nothing good is supposed to happen to us. We've been so conditioned. If you look at the stories that we tell ourselves and we tell our kids, that a boy is supposed to like this, a girl is supposed to like this, and then you see the damage control we're doing now with all the programs we have, it's because we've been conditioned. And what you're doing is you're fighting against years of negative programming. So it's easy to settle in and stay with the status quo, but it's difficult to fight. It's like swimming upstream, where it's more difficult and it's more challenging. But if it was easy, everybody would do it. But it's reserved for those who want to break out, those that are sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired, those that are tired of just accepting what people have been giving them. It's reserved for those that are just ready to tear down the walls of containment around their life. So the difficult part comes in with the internal resistance we have, even towards being loved. It comes from the resistance from knowing, of understanding that we can have more. And I think it was the movie Truman. And this is the last point I make. In the movie Truman, there was this movie created around this young boy, and everybody else was actors around him for his entire life. So it was his real life, like a reality show, and everybody else were actors. And when he grew up, he finally figured out he wanted out of this world of containment, and he was trying to break out. So the news reporter asked the guy who created this whole virtual world. He asked the guy, he said he's going to try to break out. I think he's going to get out. And the guy who created the world around him said he won't get out. He's not going to get out. And the news reporter said, why would you say that? He said, because most people accept the reality that they've been given. Wow. When most people accept the reality they've been given, if they grew up in poverty, that's their reality they've been given, and it will be a hard fight and a hard battle to convince them otherwise. Some people have been brought up saying that God don't love you. It'll be an uphill stream and an uphill fight for them to believe otherwise, because people have accepted the reality they've been given, and it's a fight. It's a battle to tear down those walls of containment, and that battle is in the mind. And Mindshift Talk Radio, what you three are doing, you are equipping people to break through and break free and tear down those walls of containment and live a life of a victorious champion, living a life of total breakthrough instead of a mere penetration, because of what you're doing to recondition, to renew their minds. That's my opinion. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, Dr. Io.
Hey, Chris, I got a question.
That's what I'm talking about.
I got a question that kind of go with Dr. Io's question. You know, one of the easiest things to do when things go wrong is to get distracted. And the subtitle of your book is Keys to Staying Focused and Distraction Free. So how does a person stay focused, you know, when there's so much smoke? You know, how do they stay focused when everything's coming against them?
Yeah, it goes back to renewing that mind. You know, I've been in the military for 8.5 years, and I understand that sometimes where there's smoke, there's no fire, right? And a lot of times, it's because of how we view fear, right? Fear, most of us understand as false expectations appearing real. But some of us, for fear, F-E-A-R, it stands for forget everything and run. let me tell you, Billy. Staying focused. That word focus is everything in the world to me. F-O-C-U-S, right? Forever on course until successful. And by you staying focused, it helps you remain distraction-free because you're not focused. You're not thinking about the distraction. You're more mission-minded. That's the word I love to use, mission-minded. You're more focused, laser-focused on your mission, on your purpose, the reason why you were here. You're more focused of living a life in love so you don't have time to hate. You're more focused on living a life of joy so you don't have time to cause other people to stumble or listen to the critics that's going to talk negatively about you. So it's living a life of focus. Now, here's one of the principles that I love to talk about when it comes to focus, and that is focus creates blindness. Focus creates blindness. What are you talking about, Chris? Check this out. When you're laser focused on something, you're blind to everything else that's going on around you. When you're keeping your eyes on the main thing and you're keeping your mind, you're protecting your mind, your eye gate, your ear gate, and your mouth gate, monitoring what's going in your eyes, monitoring what's going in your ears, monitoring what's coming out your mouth, you create a lifestyle of being so laser focused that you focus will create a blindness around you. There are some things you won't see. There are some things you just won't know because you're so laser focused. People will ask you, hey, Billy, did you hear about what happened to the president? You're like, no, I didn't hear about it. What's going on? I'm so laser focused. I don't have time for the news. I don't have time to keep my heart open to things that are going to designed to get me distracted and off course. I love something about Scripture where Peter would have still been walking on the water if he never took his eye, if he would have just kept his eyes focused on Christ walking on the water instead of the waves and the wind. If he would have just stayed focused and distraction-free, he would have maintained his course. But it's when we take our eyes off. See, that's what's so good about focus, that it will create a level of blindness where you can't even see the distraction because you're not even paying attention to it. It has no weight. It's hard for it to tempt you when you're so laser-focused on the result or laser-focused on being mission-minded. There's this. I don't want to say it's a play. It's not a play. There's an exhibition. I don't really know what to call it at the moment. One of you will tell me what it is after I finish talking about it. There's this thing in Atlanta where you get the opportunity. It's called Dialogue in the Dark, and it's a great experience where you go and you for about 30 minutes you live the life as a blind person. A blind person navigates you through this house, and in this house there's parks and sounds. There's all kind of things, and they're your guide, and they walk you through this thing in total darkness, and you have a cane. And all your other senses are alert and at a height of awareness while you're in this state of blindness. And there's things you'll learn about yourself that you've never learned before. But one of the guys, as I was going through the house, one of the guys said something very interesting, Billy. The guy said, could it be possible that your sight has you blind? Wow. Could it be possible that your sight has you blind? Could it be possible that the things that you see with your physical eyes, as you see your challenges, as you see the thing that could cause you to stumble, as you see those things, could it be possible that your sight has you blind? Those things has you believing that you can't excel, that you can't operate your own business, that you can never leave a job, or you stuck with this person for the next 50 years, even though they're abusing you. Could it be possible that your sight has you blind to who you really are and what you can really do in life? Could it be possible that your sight has you blind to the victory that's at the next corner when most people give up, cave in, and quit because they lack the fight? They don't have the support team. They don't have the people in their corner. They have the negative, toxic relationships that's always wanting them, that's always sort of like the picture of crabs in a barrel that's always pulling you down when you're just about to get out. Could it be possible that your sight, what you see with your natural eyes, have you blind to who you really are, to how powerful you really are, and how bright your future really is? could it be possible? So those distractions are designed to get you off your stance that you talked about earlier of being mission-minded. And you're more focused on the circumstance or the stand or the circle that you stand in. You're more focused on this circle you're standing in instead of being more mission-minded. You got to get out of the circumstance, out of the challenge, because your condition is not your conclusion that there's a great life ahead of you. Become that mission-minded and don't allow your sight to blind you from how powerful you really are. Yes.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, Chris, that leads in. When you said that just now, when you said circumstance, I'm sitting here like, yes, because I was just going to that. Because I was looking at the book, and I know there's one part in the book where you break down circumstance. And you say that the circumstance is the circle you choose to stand in. And it talks about that position. So I'm so very happy that you just went into that, because truly I think for many of us, we get stuck because
hello?
We must have lost.
We lost her.
Did we lose Stacey?
We lose Stacey. And she was about to say something good, too.
She was so fired up talking about circumstance. And I love that, too. That's one of my favorite parts of the book. And I know Billy is in the same alignment, or we're cut from the same cloth as far as our thinking concerning this circumstance, because it is that circle that we stand in or we choose to stand in. And, you
right.
know, sometimes you have to examine yourself. And if you're standing in a circle you're not happy with, if you're standing in a place that you really don't like and you really would love something different to happen in your life, you got to get out of that circle. And you can get out of that circle. And you know what? And that's why I'm so thankful for you three and what you three are doing, because you help people create that mind shift to make the necessary adjustments to get out of those circles that they're standing in that they're unhappy about.
And, Chris, you know, it's one thing you said. You kind of said it, but I need to highlight it. You said that your condition is not your conclusion. And that touched me ever since the first time I ever heard you say it, and I'm always posting that, like, on Facebook and different things, because I always come across people that say, you know, well, I hear what you're saying, but, you know, you don't understand my situation, or, you know, you don't know what I'm going through. You know, I'm a single parent, or I just lost my job, or my car broke down. You know, they talk about all of these situations and circumstances that they go through, but the point you made, your condition is not your conclusion. Where you're going has to be more real than where you're at, and I just think that is just awesome. And people
Absolutely.
Also have to know. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, I agree with you 100%. And when you think about that, Billy, one of the things I learned from my mentor is that in life that you cannot see the picture when you're standing in the frame, right? And a lot of times, you know, we're trying to navigate our lives on our own, and, you know, we're trying to do everything on our own. But, you know, it still holds true. You can't see the big picture when you're standing in the frame. And, you know, that we need people. We need other people to help guide us through, especially when I think about things like your condition is not your conclusion. Right, your condition is not your conclusion. That Martin Luther King Jr. said that life is not a period at the end of a sentence, but it's a comma that leads to more loftier terms. And your condition is not your conclusion, but you must recognize when your best thinking has you in a place that you can't get out of yourself. And a lot of times our best thinking has got us to a place where we need help. We need someone else to help guide us, to help mentor us, to help coach us through some things. I mean, even Einstein had to give it up for that. Albert Einstein said, this thinking that I have has created some problems in my life that this thinking can't solve. That if we're all honest, our best thinking on our best day had us in some places that we know we had no business, right? Our best thinking had us doing some crazy things. I mean, I was looking back on my life just the other day and just realized how crazy I was. My best thinking landed me in some places. and I've done some crazy things. But you know what? I've come to the point to realize that my condition is not my conclusion, that there's more life, but I needed help to help navigate. You know, so to me, relationships are important. So I thank God for Stacey Emery. I thank God for you, Billy Miller. And I love me some Dr. Io, my Zen doctor, my video making, internet blowing up doctor over there that just puts out some great material to help me maintain this life that I obtained. I obtained it. Now, in order for me to maintain it, it's going to take relationships to help me maintain this life so that my condition will never be my conclusion, that I can see a bigger, brighter world because of relationships like I have with you guys.
Yes, sir. And, wow. You know, you talked about, you mentioned coaching a little bit. You know, I know in sports it's important to have a coach. You know, a football team can't make it to the Super Bowl without a coach. Or a pro basketball
right.
team can't make it to the NBA playoffs without a coach. So is that likewise in the natural world, that in order to be successful you're going to need a coach or a mentor?
I believe so. I believe so because you can't get out of life alive, right? There's no way for you to get out of life alive. It's just not possible for it to happen. But also this, Billy, here's what I've come to understand, that I looked at life and I read a majority of the books, and I have a lot of smart friends, and I kind of went around asking people, do you know anyone who has done it alone? I mean, really, do you know anybody? Can you think of one person who has ever done it alone? And you can't. You can't think of one person. Jesus had 3 and he also had 12, right? So if you didn't do it alone, it means you're going to need some help in this process. You know, Long Ranger had Tonto, Peaches had Herb, Sonny had Cher, Batman had Robin. You know, everybody has somebody, right? So why
right.
do you think we don't need anybody to help us navigate this thing called life? And, you know, you can't see the picture when you're standing in the frame. So, you know, even like with Mindshift Talk Radio, each one of you are disciplined in a different area that can help you, that can help anybody, right? They could, just by listening to the show or interacting with your services offline, allowing you guys to be their coach and take their life to the next level. Because you don't know all. Even scripture, my favorite book says we only know in part. So we don't know everything. Like, I don't have time to sit down and read all the books about all the different medicines that are out there and all the different things that drug companies are putting out there and all the ingredients, things I can't even pronounce or spell. But you know what? I could tap into what Dr. Io is doing because that's her background, that's her discipline. And because of that relationship, she can coach me into living a healthy, more productive life because of the area of discipline. So through relationship and through coaching, I can live a healthy, productive life. So for me, to your question, Billy, to me, having a coach, whether it's a fitness coach, whether it's a health coach, or whether it's a spiritual coach, whatever it is, if you recognize that you are continuing to run your life into the ground year after year after year, here's a clue. You need a coach. You need some help because you surely not doing a good job.
Right. Hey, Chris, I love your book, man, and I love the title. And there's just so much revelation that's just in the title. And one of the things that caught me, it says, you know, it's called When Things Go Wrong, Don't Go With Them. And I noticed that it's not called If Things Go Wrong, Don't Go With Them. Because things will go wrong. You know, there are certain people, they'll see the success of other people, and they get excited and they want that same type of success, but they don't listen close enough to what they had to go through. You know, they focus on their harvest, but they don't consider the process that it took for them to get it. You know, they see their glory, but they don't hear their story. And so what happens is they step out to try to get that same thing, and then when the troubles come, when things go wrong, they weren't expecting it, and then it causes them to fail. So isn't that true that things will go wrong?
Hey, well,
storms
look,
will
really.
come.
Hey, but yes, I don't know if it's true for every. I don't know if it's true for everybody, but if you haven't experienced things going wrong, just keep on living.
Right.
Let me tell you that guy they call Murphy. Whatever can go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible time. You know what? You're gonna experience Murphy in your life from time to time. That dude will come knocking on your door at the worst possible time. Just when you think nothing else could go crazy, bam, here comes Murphy. Even Scripture says that you'll have the hundredfold with tribulation. So you know trouble's going to come. But one thing I love that my pastor talks about is just because trouble comes does not mean trouble has to overcome when it comes. And just because Murphy can knock on your door and say whatever can go wrong will go wrong at the worst possible time, when Murphy knocks on your door, if you let faith open the door, faith will say whatever can go right will go right at the best possible time. And when faith opens the door, fear and Murphy runs fast.
We're coming up on the time, Dr. Io. Do you have any last words?
I see Stacey said she was back on. I don't know. Can she?
She is?
Stacey, are you there?
I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't know what happened. I guess I got so fired up, I kicked myself off the phone or something. I don't know what happened, but I'm back. And I know I said a mouthful, so I don't know if you guys heard me when I was talking, but, hey, it's all good.
The part we heard was real good.
Okay. But no, go ahead, Io. If you have anything to say, go ahead, and I'll go ahead and close it out.
Okay. I mean, goodness gracious, this is like I'm going to have to listen to the replay. I'm about to send the replay out to a few people that need to hear it. I have to go back and take notes. I got to go buy the book. I'm like, okay, I got a to-do list just off of this one show tonight. So, oh my gosh, it's absolutely phenomenal. So much information that, Chris, that you shared that just really hits, you know, I know hits to the heart of many about being consistent, having faith. Oh my gosh, I could go on and on. It was just phenomenal. So thanks so much for being here. And I hope everybody, guys, if you listen in, share it. Don't just listen to this show by yourself. Share it with somebody who needs it because somebody does. So that's it for me.
Definitely. Well, I'm not sure. I don't know what I missed during that short little break, but I, too, will be listening to the replay. And this is something that I have to listen to in the car, so I'll be listening to this quite a few times because, again, I love all the valuable information that you're sharing, Chris. I mean, so many nuggets. I'm like Billy this time, like how he was on the last show. I just have notes all over the place, and I just couldn't keep up, so I definitely have to go back and listen to it. But, again, thank you so much for taking the time to be here with us tonight. As I said before, I truly do admire your transparency and your heart. I think everyone that's listening can feel your passion, and we understand that you truly are speaking from the heart, that not only are you just talking the talk, but you truly do believe in what it is that you're sharing with us. So thank you so much for being on the show with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. It was a pure personal pleasure being on here with three of my favorite people on the planet. Yes.
Well, that is it for tonight's episode of Mind Shift Talk Radio. Again, as Dr. Io said, you know, we definitely encourage you to listen to the replay. We thank you guys for tuning in with us tonight. And also make sure that you're reaching out to us on Facebook. You can reach us on Facebook. Our fan page is Mind Shift Talk Radio, or you can reach Dr. Io at she's actually Natural Zen Diva. On Facebook, you can reach Mr. Billy Miller, Billy Miller number 7, and, of course, the Possibilitarian himself, Chris Gloss. You know, I'm your host, Stacey Emery. As always, we wish you a fantastic week, a blessed week, a blessed week, and we encourage you to share this information with others. So thank you for tuning in, and we will speak with you next week, same time, same place, for Mind Shift Talk Radio. Bye-bye.
Mind Shift Radio.